Okay. We're up to, in Shkolim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the very bottom of the page. We're going through the different people who were in charge of the different responsibilities. The Chunya, Chayfer Sichid, Chunya, his job was to dig out these wells. Shayyah Chayfer Sichid Amidis, Babi Yoda, he knew. Haidin Kaif Mikaramaya, he knew which waters were cold. Haidin Kaif Izbe Shiravrude, and he also knew which ones were hot. And Bad Heichen Shiravrude, he also knew which the degrees of the heat, how hot they were. So he was in charge of all the different waters that were available then. Matya Amar Rabbi Lazar, Umeiz Benoi Bitsama, came along, Rabbi Lazar said, and yet, sadly, this person whose whole life he worked on water for the Beis HaMikdash, his son died thirst. In other words, in the side of the that because he must have done some kind of an avalos, he must have done something not right with the water, so he's punished in the water as well. So you want to tell some stories about that. Someone who says that the Eibishter doesn't care about certain Avedas. In fact, the Gemara Bakama by us in Bavli says that the Eibishter doesn't care. The Eibishter is Mevatin all Avedas, except one or two. But the one who said the Eibishter Mevatin, Yivotim Bnei Moya, he's being, he's dismissing his intestines. What do you mean? Because he'll be punished. Elamarich Ruchai. The Eibishter just has patience, and one day he'll collect. Not sure he's moichel, he doesn't care. Of course he cares. Just because he didn't punish you, Rechman Slan, straight away, because he has patience. Hopefully you do tshuva. Amar Abacha says, Iksivat says, Usviva surrounding him, which refers to tzaddikim that surround him, Nisara Me'oi, there's a lot of noise, but Nisara also means here. Medakdiki, Mo'en Kichut Asaida, the Eibishter is particular with tzaddikim like a here. And they be an ordinary person, they do tiny Aveda, the Eibishter, you know, neglects it, but it doesn't care. Mashiach gave a tzaddik, does it? Doesn't always, it doesn't, the Eibishter is very particular. Omer Rabbi Yosi, I agree with you, but not from this pasuk. Lem betamazel, I mean, madachsiv, it says, V'noidu hu al kos viva. We're the Eibishter awesome, and all those who are around him, tzaddikim. Moiroi al hakroivim yosim erachaykim. The Eibishter instills fear more on those who are close to him, tzaddikim, than those who are distant from him. Rabbi Chanyi, b'shem b'shmo, v'rach nachem ma'isim, there's a story, Yisfarov saying, you just told the story before that Nechunya, who was involved with water serving the Beis HaMikdash, and he lost his son thirst. There's a similar story. Chassidech is a chassid. Try a chayfe by the sichin of Midas. La'ivrim v'shavim, that he used to dig holes for water for all those passers by. You went to the Beis HaMikdash. He used to dig up wells. Pamachas once. He said bita ayveres linase. His daughter was traveling somewhere to get married. V'shot for nor. And she was swept away by the river. And everyone went up to him to menachem him, that his daughter never passed away. She drowned and she's on the way to Chasna. But he could not accept this nichol. He just couldn't accept the condolences. He couldn't misnachem. He couldn't accept this nichumin. All the pinchas beyoy legabe. The pinchas beyoy went up to him. Now, Pinchas ben Yoyah lived after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So when he did these wells, La'ivim Meshavim, it couldn't have been for the Oyler Egel. So who actually was it for? What?
In general travel,
it's
a public
service. So it's not like he was doing for Oyler Egel, doing a mitzvah. I guess it's still people traveling and he's selling water. Stam.
He was married to
Rashbi's
daughter.
Yeah, it was a son-in-law we had in Shabbos. After the Maida, he had him all these questions. But okay, so stop. So Pichlyar went in Legabe, Boy Menach Musa, Pichlyar tried to console him as well. Well, the Kibbel, Allah Misnachmi, couldn't come to himself. How can it be that my daughter passed away? Amalai Deinu Chamerchen, so Pichlyar turned around to everyone and said, This is Yechasidchem. This is the good guy, you guys are saying Chasid. He doesn't accept what the Abishah did. You have to accept what the Abishah did. The Toiv and the Ra. Amalai Rebbe, no, I'll tell you what his problem is. He went out of his way to serve the Eaton, Tate, and Mitzvahs and Kovat HaTate by building water, these wells, and that was his punishment. In other words, if he did a service of the water, then the water should be the last thing that should punish him. which therefore you must conclude in the first story in the Gemara there with Hanina, the Kvar Sichin, that must be that he did something wrong with the water. Otherwise, why did anyone ask the question then? Anyway, Amar, so Pichon Yari said, Efshe Shahayim Mechabit is Boyle B'mayim B'hu Mekapche B'mayim. Is that possible? Miyad Nafla Havore B'ir, suddenly a rumor came around town, Bo Bita Shalai Zish, suddenly she came back. So after Pichon Yari said what he said, there are two opinions what happened. Izda Amni, those who say, B'suchse Yisare, those who say that she never died, she held onto a piece of wood or something and saved her. At that time, sent the malach, looked like him, and saved her. That was the ness. Because of this, it prompted him to make a ness and save her. Gavini Cruz, Gavini used to make the announcement.
Sorry? The Mafreya, and this must have happened retrospectively, because this was already some time later. After the whole Kehila came, and he wouldn't be Mekabel. And then Rabbi Pinchas comes.
Maybe Mechai Mason as well. So then why didn't he say anything? In fact, we have a rule that you cannot be mekabel tanchumim for a mace if it's really alive. If that person is really alive. So why did Pichon Yair say something? If it happened a few days earlier. I don't know. She used to stand and make announcements. What was the announcement? Get up, it's time to start avodah. Leviim start doing it. When your platform and start singing, Yisrael ma modern and Yisrael, which learning more tainus did that there was a Yisrael group of Eden that they used to mind and read the and all that. Agrippas HaMelech Shomer Koylai Ad Ches Pasois. Agrippas HaMelech heard his voice. It traveled 8 Pasois, 32 kilometers. The Nosan Le Matanis Harbin. He was so amazed and impressed that he gave him a lot of Matanis. The Gemara Yuma, we also had a similar Gemara there. And the Gemara said it traveled a lot less, I guess. Maybe the levels of sound. It's very, very loud. Or if it's not so loud. Ben Gavar Al Nila Shadim. His job was to open the gate. Tigim Rav Kumi De Beis Abshila. Rav once. Now the question is, what does the word gever mean? Akresa gever. What does gever mean? Gever means a people, or gever is a person, or gever means the rooster. What does gever mean? So Rav Kumi De Beis Abshila Kor Gavra. He read Gavra Achris Kruza. A person made an announcement. So somebody said, we know that the pasuk when it says gever means a rooster. He said back to him, but in this Mishnah Shkolim, it says Ben Gever, it says that this person called Ben Gever is the one who made announcements. It was a rooster made announcements. So we see from here we learn that. When it says in the Mishnah Gever, it means a human, a person. Ben Tavi Alapke, his job.
In other words, either his father was called Gever, or because he had this job.
No, Gever means a man. Gever also is a man. Ish eno Gever.
Couldn't Gever also refer to his strength? He had this coil that went 30 paces.
No, that's a different guy.
Yeah, that was. Yes, Gvini. That was Gvini.
No, it could also.
Gvini is cheese. What does that have? Very strange names. But these are last names.
Well, it could be
nicknames
also.
No, but could they call them after their job or their
name? I know, Gvini the cheesemaker. Okay, could be. His job was on the wicks. So Yemozik Psila, he used to prepare the wicks. Rabbi Yosi Oyla Kufrei. Rabbi Yosi once came into a city. Boyim and Manyalai Panes. He saw that there was no committee, there was no tzedakah fund, there was no panesim, there were no officers. So he decided, Rabbi Yosi decided to nominate certain people to become the panesim, the officers in charge of these different funds. The people he nominated, none of them wanted to step up to the plate. Nobody wanted to get involved. He said to them, Ben Kavi, Alapkia. You know, it says in the Mishnah that Ben Babi was on the Pkia. He took care of he spun the wool. And we had one opinion that it crosses a whole bunch of generations, and they were all kshedim. That they were all tzaddikim. It wasn't all the people in one generation, it was a different generation, and they only nominated the tzaddikim. Or, we can say it goes according to the opinion that it was all the same generation, but you had a number, you had Mordechai Tzaddik, you had these great people, and Ben Bachi. And yet, he was zeichet to be included in all the Gdol HaDor. Why? Because he took the achrayis to take care of a certain avodas HaKadosh.
Mind you, if you say one of them was at the time of Lag HaPasach, it could be
Was he a Talmud?
What?
Was he a Talmud of Agrippa's?
No.
Oh, the time. Yeah, yeah.
Agrippa's a Melech, his voice could be a Talmud.
Yeah, but we said before, even if you learn this all the first generation,
yeah,
all the future generations were called the same name. Yeah. So that story definitely happened, you know. Liman is im gedoyle adoy atem shatin isman al chayin afoshes. You, I want to start up a tzedakah fund, and I want a few people to be in charge of me on the board. You don't think that this chus is unbelievable? How come nobody wants to get to stand up there and be involved? Good to remember, Moshe. Says he motivated. And then it says, Ben Arzal, his job was a musical instrument. He goes, let me learn. Come on. Hey, Nif has gone besudin. He was to lift his handkerchief. Hekish Ben Arzal, that's when Arzal started playing with his musical instruments. So he was in charge of when they started playing. Hugrim Ben Levi Alashid. He was in charge of the choir. Amr Abba Achani Imo Yisaydah Yedei. He knew how to have a beautiful voice. Said about him, that when he used to sing, he used to make it so sweet, like an instrument. Put his thumb into his mouth. He was able to, like a capella, he was able to make all kinds of musical sounds, putting his finger in his mouth, no real instruments. And they all used to follow him. Or they used to get scared of his voice. It was such a loud voice that they all used to get, scared of it. Or give a titter. Yeah, you're right. No, the Kohenim were not the singer. The Kohenim got scared. When they heard this guy's voice, they all, stepped back. I'll get you. I'll get the same tribe. That's right.
It's interesting, Hugris is a very Roman sounding name.
All the names here sound. Actually, we'll soon see the next mission here. Interesting thing about language they spoke here at Israel, which is the most incredible thing.
Antoninus is Seicha, yeah?
Yeah, that's Greek. It's a Greek name.
All these people.
We had before Machlegs already. What did they name the boxes? Did they use Aleph Beis or did they use Greek? In the base of Migdash. Greek.
Alpha Beta.
Then they were experts in Maizelach HaPonim. Over the Yosei, there's two activities in Maizelach HaPonim. First of all, prepare it. And second of all, to know how to take it out, that it should come off in whole pieces. It shouldn't break. They refused to teach anybody. That's why we had the two Machleg opinions about yesterday, whether they were to be L'Shvach or L'Gnai for not teaching anybody else this trade. Chachamim didn't want to pay them the large sums of money. They had a monopoly, and monopoly is a terrible thing. So they sent for experts. Here's Chuti Chutz. They sent for experts from Alexandria and said, come in here, let's see if you're cheaper. Let's see if you do the same thing. They knew how to do Maisi Lechem upon him. But with the Yosef Lechem, they knew how to prepare it, but they didn't know how to remove it. They used to heat it up while the fire inside the oven. And they would take it out from the outside, v'lohi misapeshes, and it didn't rot for the 7 days I was there. V'elu, but the people from Alexandria, masik mifnim, they knew how to heat it up from the inside, v'roidim mifnim, they would take it out from the inside, v'lohi misapeshes, and it rotted away. Kimun sheyodah hachamadov, they realized it's not working. Omru, they said, look, we have no breda. Kol ma'ashakosh baruch hu l'chvoidibod, everything was created for the Abish's covenant. Shenemar says, kopal ha'shen l'ma'an neyu, everything the Abish's made is for himself. Sholchu acherein, they called his family back, Beit Gomru, come back here, we need you. But Lord Rachel Lover refused, Baladi, they refused to come back. Double, as it was, the wages so expensive. Now, the monopoly became even stronger.
The Bikers Union.
Yud Beis Mana Yunaitim Noslam Chavdal. Till now they stayed 12 portions of gold, now they took 24. And if Yudah Mechavdal already took an exorbitant amount, 24, but Noslam Memchas. Not that Chum approved it, but they had no breda.
Some sort of a story about something happened to them. You know, like
the guy
with the water up here, right?
The Chum cursed them. The Chum cursed. That's bad enough. Once the Chum cursed them, you know that, yeah. Forget, they had some redeeming features, we'll say in a minute. But the Chachamim and Gemara Yuma, then the Mishnah cursed them. Shame and Hashem Yirkuv. That's powerful stuff. Why do you refuse to teach the secrets? We have a tradition. Shabbai says, will be destroyed. We don't want anyone else to know because they'll use this skills for avodah zarah. Okay, so how come the Gemara cursed him? According to that opinion, it says yes. So it says, because They, even the Beis Hamikdash is standing right now, they knew one day it would be destroyed. They lived, they were such pessimists that even while the Beis Hamikdash is standing, what did they think about the whole time? The Churban. We in Golas, we have a Churban, what do we think about the whole time? The Gula. Binyan Beis Hamikdash. That's a Shvach. These guys, while the Beis Hamikdash is standing, all they were thinking about is taking measures to precautions, could there be a Churban? And that's not a Yiddish way, a Yiddish approach. Anyway, but the Gemara said they had redeeming features. What were the redeeming features? They never ever ate bread, clean flour bread at home. So no one should be choishe them. That they embezzled or whatever it is from Beis Hamikdash. So they never had any at home. Because we learned before, we eat the kima Hashem Yisrael. Beis Avtinus, the other family. They were experts in pinatitis. What were the expertise of a mylosh? They knew what every herb was. They also knew what every spice was. They knew what a mylosh was. They won't tell anybody. Again, the rabbanon didn't learn their lesson. They decided to bring some other experts who were a lot cheaper. They knew all the spices of a mylosh. They didn't know what particular herb or whatever it is, the spices. Shall base avtinis hoisa metameres v'oile kemakol upoisa v'iredes. The smoke used to go up straight like a stick to the roof and then came right down. But shalelo, these other ones hoisa poisa miyad. It went, looked a little bit, and fell right away, dissipated. Kivin achomadov, they realized amru komas broken broken, but everything the Abishah created for his world. So even if only certain people have the skill, that's what the Abishah wants. Shnema kol nikin b'shmiu lechoidi barasiv komas shapolos broken lepolos maneu for his own benefit. Shnema says kopolos maneu. Sent for them. They had to double the pay. They said to them, why do you refuse to teach what my lashon is? It will be destroyed one day. Others should learn. This is an interesting thing. The one thing that they had the shvach. They never allowed the girls in the house to put on perfume. Even when they married to another family, the condition was before they got married, that they would not put on perfume. Nobody should suspect them that they embezzled, that they took ma'asik teiris. Why did they make it tonight before the chasnik? Because once you're married, if the girl doesn't want to put on perfume, she's a moiredes. Because the girl has to be put on perfume. So they had to make it tonight before the chasna. She's not a moiredes. There's a guy in my shul that his mother was totally frightened. Now he's brought in front, but he was totally frightened. And she's in Poland. And she grew up there, totally fried family. And she wanted to go to university to study. And even though they were fried, the parents were scared to let her go to university. This is in the 1920s. To let her go to university or early 30s. Because, you know, the goyim there, and who knows what's going to happen to her. So she's a very pretty woman. So she said, a girl. So she said to her parents, she swears she will never wear makeup. Mid-30s. She will never wear makeup. So she will never look attractive. So the goyim won't be interested in her. So they let her go. She was there from the university for 3 years. And when the university was over, the war just started. She could never go home. Never saw her parents again. So the rest of her life, she never wore makeup. And when she got married in the chuppah, she didn't wear makeup. And they had a big fight with her husband. But she says, I made a promise to my parents and I was never able to rebattle my shvua. So till the day she passed away, she was only last year. She always wore, never wore makeup, ever. Totally fried. Amazing. Okay. Baruch Hashem, it's chus of that. Son is from, grandchildren, mom is from. Won't come to Rav. L'kayim Hashanema, to fulfill what it says, I found a descendant from this family. Where do you come from? I come from this family. I said to him, I wouldn't tell anybody that's a yichas. Because they were so interested in their own honor and their wealth. Well, the Mayi Kovet Shemayim, by doing that, they reduced Kovet Shemayim. How? Because they took so much money. They plundered from the Hegdish. They charged the Beis Hamikdash a fortune. Therefore, and that's why they're no longer a Metzias, the family today. There are nobodies, and people curse them out. And Eibishter Baruch Hashem is still around.
it's actually interesting. On the one hand, they had this smiler that they didn't want people to suspect him, that they made a lot of money. Yeah. You hear him saying that they did good things with the money.
That's true, yeah.
Well, the whole goof of them, they doubled their
yeah, it was not
charges.
Very good. A big kunza gives Daka. You take them from, yeah. Omel el Bekiva, Sochli Shimon ben Luga, Melakid. Yeah. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiva says, Shimon ben Luga once told me, Melakid, he says, I was once collecting their different herbs. Is I and a kid from the a descendant of this family, but I saw him. Shebachi started to cry. So this kid started to cry. A tinuk is very young. But then I saw him clap. A markle bini lama b'chizah. Why did you cry? Amali al kovet shel beis abush and his mike. My family used to be over there. Such a big bala, but you know, Rashke b'hagen. Now they're nobody. No beis amidush. Nobody. But lama zachak. Why are you laughing? Because I also realized it will be based on Midrash in the future and the cover they can have. Umari Isa, what did you see that all of this suddenly came to your mind? Ma'al Oshan Negdi, they're out there in this garden. He said, I saw this plant, Ma'al Oshan. I said, Bini, Head Eli, show me, I want to see it. And this is after Chum Beis Midrash. We have a tradition in our family that we keep it a secret, we don't tell anybody. Till now, the Chachamu Chayshid, the reason why I'm telling about it is because they wanted to make a fortune. They had a monopoly. And this thing that they said, because of Churbis Amidah, we don't want to have a Zara, was a Baba Maisa. They just to mask what they were really doing. This is the after Churbis Amidah. They're not getting any money anymore for it. And yet, this kid refused to divulge to this Tana because, you know, who once somebody else knows, who knows what's going to end up. So, Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Yechanan Ben Uri, so that's when they realized that this family were actually all right and they had it all wrong. I met this old man from the family. And he had the documents with all the herbs and diagrams and everything was there. In the past, my family were very modest. They only passed it down from one generation to the next. But he said, do me a favor. I don't have any more members of my family. I want you to have, I want you to have the Megillah. You keep the secrets and don't divulge to anybody. Said, I told Rabbi Akiva what happened. Zogu ain of the Moy. Rabbi Akiva started to cry. He said, now we realize that they were actually good people. And when they said to us, "This ma'aseh b'avodah zarah," they actually meant it. It wasn't a baba ma'aseh, because now it's after Chum Beis Hamikdash, and they gave me the secrets. Rabbi Chaim Nuri gave the secrets. Is that they weren't coveting it because of money? So, aside from the kid, and aside from the zokin, they see this. So then, Zapella, why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in the Mishnah in Yuma still says Shem Rishon Yirkov about Beis Avtinus when Rabbi Kiva said no more, and Rabbi Kiva was the one we just learned before. All the Mishnayos came from Rabbi Kiva. Kol Stim Tov is a Libra Rabbi Kiva. Why would Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put in the Mishnah in Yuma that Shem Rishon Yirkov, according to one opinion, it goes on Beis Avtinus? I don't know. Why would he do it?
Which means
he didn't learn Yishalmi. That's it. Rabbi didn't learn Yishalmi. Okay. So still, it's not out, this surprise is not in Babli.
Understand.
It's made in Hebrew, I guess.
The Rebbe didn't hear every Braisa.
Braisa is something that in some other town, it came down through a different line altogether, different yeshiva. Never went into the mainstream yeshiva.
That's why some people know one Braisa, other people never heard that Braisa.
Exactly. It means that the Rebbe didn't learn Yishalmi. That's the only conclusion you make. He didn't know the story. Otherwise, why would he put in the Mishnah in Yuma? Shem Yirkur and Rekiva said no more.
So who was Mechaber Yishalmi?
Interesting. Ain't on Tzichin. Rabbi Yechon Ishlakish. Eino Netzichin, and there's another version, Eino Rashoyin Laskilagnai. Two versions in the Gemara here. I guess because Rebbe did put Lagnai, they couldn't say Rashoyin, so they put it in Tzichin. Allah's Allah Preiches. Shayamun Allah in the Preiches. He was Erge Preiches. He was in charge of those who wove the Preiches. Pinchas Amalbi. Shayam Albi Bidikunig Daila. He used to take care of the clothing of the God. Maisa Bekain Echad. The story of the Kain Shehilbish Lis Tatuiz Echad. That he once dressed. He once dressed one of these Roman officers, Venosla Shmainazum, he was so talented that he paid him an exorbitant amount because of the skills that he displayed. 12 gold coins, an unbelievable fortune. It shows that the people in the base of Migdash, they all were tops in their field and expertise. Mishnah. Ein poichsin. Now we're talking about. Okay, we're talking about how many people in charge. Then we say the higher up in the hierarchy. Ein poichsin meshiva amarklin. Amarklin like Omar Kol. Everything is set up. It goes. They make decisions. So there were seven amarklin. Beneath them there were three gabbaim who actually administered it. So you have the people, the deciders, and then you have the people who actually carried it through. Another thing. Whenever you want to go out and collect money, you want to make ruling in Tzibi, you always have two people. The only people in the Beis Hamikdash who worked and they didn't go in groups of two was Ben Achia, who was in the medical service. And Velozo Sha'ala Parechis, Shoiski Uroi Vatibalen. Most people accepted them the way they were on their own.
That's a reflection of those individuals or their job?
In medicine, why would you need two? Is that Sarada? You're sick. You need a doctor to come help you. Where does Sarada come in here? Everything that I can understand, you know, by the Parechis, you have to pay out money. You have to pay out money to the people there. So you need, we have to make decisions who's going to get paid. You're dealing with money here. But in medical service, what are we talking about here? What is this? I'm not sure. What is the Sarada involved here? That they were makabel, and if it wouldn't be makabel, what would it be? Anyway, ein poichsin megimel gizbarin umazayin amarklin. You don't have less than three gizbarin and seven amarklin. Tony, we learned there was also mishnei katalikin. Interesting word, katalikin. There were two these two people were higher up in the ladder. So you have two CEOs, then you have three CFOs, and then you have seven executives or whatever it is. That's how it worked. Katalikin. Is there a taich there what Katalikin is? Is it just a name? Because Amarkom is an Amakol. Everything has a meaning. I don't know. Hador Chsiv, it says in the Pasik, all of these names, they're all appointees. It says in the Pasik, V'yechil, V'zayim, V'nachaz, Gizbodin, they were Gaboim. I'll show you a video. Kaslikin. V'yirimais, V'yizach, V'yaliel, all these names. V'yivchinu, Umachti, Bono, Amar Koilin. They were all Amar Koilin. And Pekidim, and Pekidim Miyad Koyano, from Koyano, Vishimi Achiv Katolikin. So we see there was different hierarchy, different strata. The Mifkud Yecheskiyo, HaMelech, Vazroy, Nogid Beis Elkim, Nogid Beis Elkim. They all worked in the Beis Elkim. And then higher above them was HaMelech Koyen Gadol. So there were four levels. Actually, there were five because the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. Kishuhu Chosim, when they have to seal Hagizber Chosim, first the Gizber signed. This is how many checks they had, balances they had. The Gizber used to sign. The Noistel ala Markel, a Markel Chosim, a Markel then signed, countersigned. The Noistel the Katalikin, and they countersigned. Katalikin Chosim, the Noistel Kohen Gadol goes to Kohen Gadol and he countersigns. And Kohen Gadol Chosim, the Noistel Melech, and he sounds and signs and he gives it to the king. Ukeshu matir, when they have to undo it to give it up. Hamelach roye chaisma yo matir. He sees yes, this is the original because he sees the signature and he says okay. Kohen gadol roye chaisma matir. Katalik roye chaisma matir. Amak roye chaisma matir. Goyim roye chaisma matir. That's how many checks and balances had. Five layers of checks and balances. And not just royal tzibur, but by pachem b'shem shlein. Little to two. Anach b'shem yadav b'ad alshem v'heim yichu. It says v'heim yichu zazav zatchel zagaman. Heim two, plural. Minimum plural is two. Now, talking about wealth, the Gemara says that we want that the Rav should be wealthier than other people, so he shouldn't have to take Sheikhet. The Rav doesn't have money, and he needs always people to give him money. And he feels that he has to appease these people, and he cannot rule independently and objectively. So Moshe Rabbeinu is extremely wealthy. How did he become wealthy? That's very interesting with the Gemara for conclusion. It says the Gemara, I want you to carve out these luchas made out of sapphire and lucha to you. So anything, all the shavings that come off is yours. The psalis, the shavings are yours. Okay, that's how I became wealthy. It was an S. in his tent, the Eibishter somehow or another made all these precious stones appear in his tent. Why would Eibishter make a Nes Moshe become rich again? That he doesn't need anybody. Like Shmuel said, and I didn't take even one donkey from anybody. I don't need. I'm not a sponge. Only man who has Shemoshe, Moshe became rich. Sivit says, in our Gemara, we learned that it says in the Gemara, it's a mitzvah for the community to make the Kohen Gadol rich, to everything else, that the people in the city have to give him money, that he should become wealthy. Here, the Eibishter did it. The Eibishter made Moshe rich. Other one. Yeah. Do we know for sure his father was rich?
Okay,
no. He's a Choshevid. For us, he's a Choshevid. That make him rich. Yeah, but it doesn't mean no. Yeah, right. Now the most interesting thing. You know what it says? They followed after Moshe until he came to the oil. In our Gemara it says they were suspected him of Ashish, so they went around telling everybody, watch out, Moshe is a philanderer. But the Gemara in Shami was a little nicer. Two opinions. One says it was Lignai and one says Lashvach. Interesting. Look what the Gemara says here. This is how people are today as well. This is what they said. Look how fat his thighs are. Look how fat his feet are. He eats a ton of food. He eats fatty meat. That's all that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He fresses all day. Where do you think he gets all his food from? From us. Where do you think he drinks all his fine wine? From us. He's a sponge. He takes everything from us. And they looked at him and they despised him, that the Rav gets paid from the community. And especially that he lives a good lifestyle. That's one opinion. They all looked at Moshe and look what a tzaddik looks like. And it's a schus for anyone who can actually see him. It's a schus to see Moshe Rabbeinu. So some people say it's a schus. But the Gnai is exactly how people talk to him. Same thing, nothing changed. Right, the Gemara. There were four seals in the Beis HaMikdash. This is for the Nesachim. They're different. Every carbon, the different kinds of carbon had different kinds of Nesachim. The cost of Alayim is written on them. Egel, Zocher, either Egel, a calf, Zocher, a male, Gedi, a goat, and Bechoita, Sinner. These are the four different Kuppas that they used to, because different, each one had different Nesachim. Ben Azayim and Heihaya, there were actually five, because the Choyte was divided into two, the wealthy sinners and the poor sinners. The Arami's Kosov Alein. Two things he argues. First, he says it's five. Second of all, it wasn't written in Hebrew, it was written in Aramaic. It's amazing. Before we had a Machlek, it's a Greek, not Aramaic. And it was written in Aramaic because that was the language that the people spoke, it says in the first Shemini. The people did not speak Hebrew. Imagine, then they had Loshon Kedesh. The Ritva says in Megillah, because the Loshon Kedesh was only used for Kedesh. Only for Kedesh. But Stam, in ordinary conversation, that's why it's called Loshon Kedesh. They spoke Aramaic.
Isn't that why some people have a whole grudge about speaking Ivrit?
100%.
That they speak only Yiddish?
100%, 100%. But here we see clearly then, it was Aramaic. Egel. It said the Egel. Okay, fine, because I make the same thing. But with Zohar, it says Zohar, the Zayim called Dalet, is Dechar, which is a male. And Gedi and Echoyte. It's interesting. They spoke Aramaic. It's like, you know, speak Yiddish. You know, gate to the corner, or keep a newspaper. Let me hear. Aramaic. The only word that they actually changed was Gedi or Zohar and Dechar. Anyway, but he had Choyte Dal and Choyte Asher. He divided the sinners into two groups. Egel, Meshamesh, and Mizche Boker, G'day Lengtanim. Egel, they used to use the Nesachim that belonged for the big behemoths, Zachorim, and the Kavis. Gedi, Meshamesh, Gedi was Meshamesh, and Mizche Hatsayim Sheep, G'day Lengtanim. Zachorim, and the Kavis, Chus Meshach Abraham. Ayel, Meshamesh, and Mizche Elim, there's a third kind, they know how much you have to give. A third milvad choite and choite sinner misham nizche sholach choite different sinners. Some sinners have to bring three kabbanas. Sholish behemis shel metzayda, but metzayda brings three behemis. Mishu mavak nesachim. So now how to work? If somebody wanted nesachim, ha'ilrez yechinen shemun alachaismas. He would go to Yechinen, who was in charge of all the seals. The noisen leimayt, we give him money. But he didn't give him the Nesachim. It was another department. They're very bureaucratic. All they got to him was a note, a tzettel. And he goes to the other department, the Kledich HaSemis. He went to Achiyah, who was in charge of the Nesachim. The Nois L'Chayz, he gave him this tzettel. And he would receive the Nesachim. At night, Boy and Zed to Zed, these two Mimunim would get together, and they would check to see if the receipts equal the match the money. All the receipts, and then they took out the money to see if they match, they marry up. And they did this in two departments. This way they know if you did yourself, you always trust yourself. The two departments, they would check each other out. This is how they knew they have a true cheshbon. If, let's say, there was less money, no, there should be more money based on the receipts. There's some money missing. The guy who's in charge took responsibility. If he, the department, lost money, he had to go into his own pocket recompense the Hegdish. The Shalom, he would have to bring the rest of his house. Im Haisidah, there's extra money. Haisidah Hegdish. That means somebody must have given a few extra coins by mistake. We say all the money goes to Hegdish. Because anybody gives money to Hegdish and says tzedakah by mistake, you say, okay, no, let us stay there already. She had Hegdish all year, and Hegdish is always on top. Whoever lost his seal, if somebody walked lost his seal, came claiming, hey, I paid and I lost my receipt, they didn't trust him. They wait till at night. If they found a taka that was extra money, exactly equivalent amount to his receipt, then nice and light, they would give him back his money or give him another receipt. But let's say the cheshbon, even though the cheshbon wasn't accurate, but it was not the same amount that he's claiming, and lawyer knows, they said, look, sorry, Hannah was yours. Also, what they did was they put the name of the day, and the Gemara will say later, put the name of the day, the name of the week, the name of the month. They would say Monday, so they would find, let's say, one on the street Monday, next Monday. Sorry. So if there were no dates, they would find it and use it the next day. So they put a day. Maybe we'll use it next Monday, so they put the week. I will wait till the next year. They'll put the name of the Mishmer and the name of the year, so this way nobody can cheat. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, so Rabbi Johnson will do it tomorrow and Sunday morning.